I'm a yoga teacher, so I really know how to bond with white women. I'm like a whisperer of white women.
Welcome, everybody, to Barefaced Stories.
When my flatmate came home and asked me if I wanted to join her as a phone sex worker, I barely bat an eyelid.
I kind of liked it. I kind of liked the attention. I kind of liked the intimacy.
G'day. I'm Andrea Gibbs, and you're listening to Barefaced Stories. If you've ever found yourself on the back of a horse, reins in hand, you'll understand the delicate balance required between horse and rider.
They said, we'll give you Warrior. Warrior, you know, looked like he was a roided up beast of a thing that was angry. I thought, okay, well, I can't back out now. And so I you know, climbed aboard and I thought, if I just hang on enough, that I'll be fine.
Ben Sutton was not fine. Today's story is about the pursuit of artistic perfection and the raw power of nature. Before you hear it, I quickly want you to grab out your diary and mark your calendar. Our next live show, Celebrity in Stardom, is lighting up the Rakabite Hall on March 28. We've got an epic lineup waiting for you. I'm going to pop all the details in our show notes. And as always, we'll be giving away two bottles of Old Young's gin, not just any gin. This is award-winning stuff, taking over the globe one sip at a time. And if you want a shot at winning a bottle, you've just got to pen down your truest tale of fame and celebrity on the night when you come to the show. And if your story shines brightest, a bottle of Old Young's gin could be yours, thanks to our awesome sponsor. And for those of you wondering when my dad is going to be back doing some ads for us, I'm wondering as well. He's now down south soaking up the sun at Shane's Beach, enjoying the retired life. Let's give the man a break, shall we? He'll be back soon. All right, let's crack that whip. This is Ben Sutton.
I was 20. I was in the second year acting course at the Academy of Performing Arts here in WA, WAPA for short. And second year WAPA was really intense. If you're not rehearsing, it's 9 till 5 every day. Voice classes, movement classes, Aikido, dance, you name it, we were doing it. And we were doing a play called Portia Coughlin by an Irish playwright called Marina Carr. And this was different for a couple of reasons. One, because the directing student, Rick, was directing this play. And he was just all in. You know, this wasn't a tutor with tenure. This guy was just really in. And the other thing was is that it was a fairly new play. It had only been around for a couple of years. All the plays that we'd done since had been out for a few decades or hundreds of years, you know, so people had put their stamp on them. So this was fresh. We wanted to put our mark on it. And I played a character called Fintan Ghoulan. And Fintan Ghoulan was a bit of a knob, but, you know, not to judge him, but he was a bit of a knob, and he loved all things Western, and so he would dress like a cowboy, the boots, the spurs, the hat, you know. And my friend Hillary, she was a really experienced horse rider, and she was going horse riding with a bunch of friends from WAPA, and she said, you know, you should come. And I thought, you know what, I'm playing a cowboy. Like, this is going to be great. I will Daniel Day-Lewis the shit out of this, you know? I'll get that kind of like, dong, 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 dong. I'll get that kind of rhythm sort of going, you know? And so we go, and I don't know why I did this. I don't know why I lied, but they said to me, how many times have you ridden a horse? The real number was 10. I said, 35. They said, we'll give you Warrior. And so, like, Warrior, you know, looked like he was a roided up, you know, beast of a thing that was angry. And I thought, okay, well, I can't back out now. And so I you know, climbed aboard and I thought, if I just hang on enough, that I'll be fine. And so we're going along and it's a gentle kind of rhythm. And so it's, you know, the dong, 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 dong. That's kind of making, I'm like, okay, I'm getting this. It's in my hips. Here we go. Feeling the cowboy. And then all of a sudden I hear this, yah! And the horses just bolt, Warrior included. And I'm hanging on for dear life. You know, I'm doing okay. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. Like, just, you'll be fine. Just get through this. And then I notice that Warrior seems to be kind of going for like nearly every low-cut branch that he can find. And after about the fourth or fifth one of these, I thought, okay, this is it. Like, I need to, you know, show him who's boss. And so I attempted to, like, rein him in. And he didn't like that. and he reared up and he bucked me off. And I remember kind of having this split-second thought where I thought, okay, right, this is going to hurt when I land. And I landed, and miraculously, it was like light as a feather. And I was like, those Aikido classes are really paying off. Like, I'm a fucking judo master here. Like, look at this. And then, just as I was congratulating myself for that, I realised that my left leg was still attached to the stirrup. And that morning, I was looking at a pair of Doc Martens and a pair of Timberlands. And I chose the Timberlands. And the Timberlands are quite chunky, and so they got stuck in the stirrup. And as I went up to pull my foot out, it must have spooked him because he just bolted. There's a scene in the first Avengers movie where the Hulk picks up Loki and sort of wallops him around, you know. That's what I imagine it kind of looked like, because the next thing I remember, it was just this tumble dryer. That's what it was like, was being in a tumble dryer where you couldn't see which direction you were being hit from. It was greens, browns, greys, and just, you know, a wall of pain. The biggest hiding I've ever taken. I could hear this high-pitched scream, you know, that would put Kate Bush to shame. And it was saying, whoa, whoa, more like, whoa, like that. And then I realised that that was me. And I was trying to talk this horse, like, in my top falsetto into, like, you know, as though he was going to go, oh, right, you are, no worries. Like, you know, so I was, and I realised that probably wasn't working. And I thought, okay, like, if I just, you know, curl up into a ball here and protect myself, I'll be able to get through this. And that worked for a few seconds. And then I felt this kind of this sharp pain in my shoulder, and everything just kind of went white. And my memory of it, you know, when things just go slow motion, my memory of it was like it being kind of in the eye of a tornado or a storm, where the outside was just chaotic and violent and painful. And then I'd passed into the eye of the storm where everything had gone quiet. I couldn't hear myself screaming anymore. And I had this kind of weird clarity where I thought, you know, there's literally nothing you can do to protect yourself here. This is it. Like, this is how you die. And the very first thought I had once I'd thought that was, oh, thank God I don't have to worry about that voice monologue next week. And weird, right? And then I thought of my mum and dad, my sister, the play, the people I was letting down, and I was like, oh no, I was mortified. And then, weirdly, my foot slipped out of the stirrup. And no one should ever ask me to be a motivational speaker, you know, because that whole thing of like, never give up, never give up, never give up, I did, save my life. You know, it was kind of really when I accepted it and I went, well, I'm dead. And it went, okay. So we've got other plans for you. And I came to a halt, I came to a stop, you know, I hit a tree and I could hear my friends. They were just already shouting out, like, don't move, don't move. But because I was in shock and the way that they were saying it, it reminded me of like a movie where there's like a snake or something like about to pounce on someone and someone's like, don't move. And again, because I was in shock, I thought this thing had backed around for another lap, just ready to sort of finish the job off, you know, and kick me in the head. And they got me up, took me to the hospital, and, you know, this was fractured, there was gravel embedded in here. And I have this very vivid memory at the time as well, being dragged, just this the hooves and kind of dirt in my mouth. And when I got to the hospital, told them what was wrong, and they told me what was wrong. I gave them an estimation. I said, that feels bad. I'm not even looking at that. It's wet. So you be the judge. You're the doctors, you know. I don't want to give you, you know, when they say get a second opinion, you don't mean mine. And so they kind of fixed me up, and I went back to Whopper, and the show was, it was opening night. And I rocked up and I was in a sling and, you know, busted up. And I said to the director, Rick, I was like, listen, I'm ready to go. Like, I'm ready to act. Let's do this. And he said, no. You're ready to have a lie down. Like, you are pale. You look like a ghost. I can't put you on the stage, mate, you know. And I was absolutely devastated because it was one of the times in my life where I just tried as hard as I could, you know. And I kept going back every night just to try and get on. And he said to me, look, it's not happening. And I realized that, you know, I was never going to get to play Fintan Ghoulan. And I was mortified at that. I loved this character, knob that he was, you know. And I wasn't going to get to do it until I rocked up on the very last night. And I don't know what it was, he just saw how much I wanted this. And he said, all right, you know, it's yours. He also said, you know, what he didn't say, I should say, is usually people say to you, break a leg. No one did that. and so I got dressed and I remember looking in the mirror and I'm in my cowboy outfit, you know, my hat, my boots, my spurs, and I'm just a busted up cowboy. I look like I've been in a bar fight or something, you know. And I remember standing side of stage about to go on for the first and very last performance of Fintan Ghoulan. And I swear to God, as I walked on stage, I could just hear in my head, dung, 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 dung. Cheers.
Recorded live at Bareface Stories. The theme of the night was A Spot of Bother. And if Ben's story has reminded you of a story of your own and you'd like to tell it on stage but don't know where to start, well, consider joining one of our storytelling workshops. The next one's in April. Visit barefaced.com.au for all the details. And who knows, perhaps the next story we applaud here could be yours. Big thanks to Odette Mercy and her Soul Atomics, who you're hearing it now, Leah Selwood on social media, and Lewis Martin on photography and video. I'm Andrew Gibbs. See you next week. Now don't be shocked, don't you be mistaken. No, 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 no.